Hey everyone, welcome back to the Hey Sis podcast with Court
and Em. Happy 4th of July.
Oh yeah, it's the 4th of July today.
I hope everyone is having a safe, fun weekend and staying cool.
Yeah, it's hot as heck here.
Word.
Same. Super hot.
I think it's supposed to get it. We reached the 90s 2 days ago here in Duluth for the first time in like 2 years, I think. And yesterday we matched the temperature, and I think today it's supposed to be the same.
Dang, that's hot. And I feel like that's like hot for there because you have the lake that cools everything down.
But yeah.
Hot. Dang, it's hot here too. It was really humid all week. It finally like broke a little bit yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But holy moly. She's been a hot one. I'm in Marquette this week.
She's toasty. So.
Yeah. Well, I'm done being in Marquette for the week, I guess. We're going back to Minnesota tomorrow. I feel like I was gonna... I do this all the time. I feel like I was gonna say something.
Well, what's new? What do you have to update us on?
I don't want to jinx any house things. I feel like I still don't want to. I haven't showed anybody any. The only people that have like seen it or seen pictures of it are like you, mom and dad, Josh's mom and dad, grandma. Like that's it. I'm too scared to like show anybody.
I mean, you don't have to.
I don't think I will until the closing day. We have a closing date. It's in July. And I'll give more updates after that so I don't jinx anything.
That's literally how I feel. Like you're very like forward with information and just like tell everyone everything, and I am very much the opposite, and I will
yeah keep you're not
everything to myself because I don't need everyone to know.
Yeah, that is very much you. So speaking of that, give us like, an update.
We can just like glance over this and not have to talk about it. No, but I finally found out the test results from my big exam that we've been talking about every episode that I've been stressing about. And I passed. So I'm officially a certified athletic trainer, and I thought this would be a good moment too, because I could talk about athletic training, and you even said it yourself. You're like, I don't even know what you do. And it really,
yeah.
I was talking to one of my coworkers the other day, when I got my results, and he's like, congrats, you're official, like you're a personal trainer. And I was like, bro,
no,
shut your mouth, because that's not even close. So an athletic
trainer. Give us a little rundown. Yeah.
Yeah. Is a medical professional, people. Like, I work underneath the collaboration of, like, I work underneath a physician, essentially. So athletic trainers provide primary care, injury and illness prevention, wellness promotion and education, emergent conditions, examination and clinical diagnoses. Therapeutic intervention and rehabilitations for injuries and medical conditions. So that's like the nitty gritty of it. Work directly with sports medicine. So I am an allied health professional. I do not train people. Okay.
Don't get it twisted.
Don't get it twisted.
Okay.
That is honestly kind of a slap in the face, and I'm not a fan of it, and I'll probably roll my eyes and just walk away from you. Okay, goodbye.
You shouldn't just walk away. You could like use that opportunity to
I know, give an educate. Elevator. Exactly.
Yeah.
I know.
Because I think that's true. A lot of people don't know what that. I mean, that's the same as a speech language pathologist. Everyone's like, oh, you help kids with their lisps. No, I do 800,000 other things besides helping somebody with a lisp. So, yeah. But I feel the same way. I'm like, it's not worth my time. I know that you don't really care what I do. So why would I sit here and like go through the big nine with you? You know? Yeah. So the big nine is the nine areas that a speech language pathologist. So there's that. Side note, I'm only wearing my AirPods. So hopefully this audio isn't like bleeding through them. We'll see.
It's fine.
That's what I get for recording at home and not having. Oh, I normally wear Josh's Pros that are noise canceling.
Dad's Beats.
They're charging. Yeah. Oh, speaking of, Mom ordered them.
Beats?
I was like, oh, Mom wanted those. And then we're like, oh, let's look at Target. And then I was just like, oh, look at Best Buy because they always have a sale. Yeah. And the suckers were on clearance, the color that you wanted.
Like 99?
No, like 79.
79?
Yeah.
I literally looked at those the other day because I was like, I could get a new pair. I don't need a new pair. But then I was like, I could go return my Apple or trade in my Apple Watch, my old one.
Oh, yeah.
And get a gift card and they'd be like $20. But
I want over-the-ear ones.
Beats.
Yeah.
I want the wireless ones. But I also that don't have the cord. Haven't heard good things about them.
Oh. That
they aren't the greatest of, they break really easily. But I don't know if there's a new version out yet of those. But they're also, $250.
Yeah, they're expensive.
They're expensive. Okay, anyways.
What else? We both got our first pedicures and... The last pedicure I had was December 2018, right before the wedding. So that's cool.
I don't know the last time I got a pedicure. But it was so nice to just, nail polish stays on my nails for, six months. Like, it doesn't move. So I still had pink nail polish on my nails. And, I don't have any nail polish here, so just the fact to put, new nail polish on my nails was just a treat in itself.
Yeah, it felt super good.
Yeah.
Much needed. I think that it's crazy. I mean, maybe it's not crazy to everybody, but it's crazy to me how much money people will spend on getting their nails and toes done. Don't get me wrong. I will get a pedicure maybe once or twice a year. When we were in Chicago, I would get my nails done. I could walk to the place and I would probably get them done every 2 to 3 weeks just because I could. And I that was something that I liked to do, but I went to a place that wasn't outrageously pricey and I would just get a shellac, a $25 gel manicure,
shellac.
Shellac. I don't know. It's just crazy to me, that people will spend over $50 to $60 every couple weeks to get their nails done. It's just, wild to me.
There was, when I went on Thursday, at least half of the women that were in, women, there was no men in there this time, women in the nail place. And this place was packed. Everyone was social distancing. They had, everything, set up that way. But, this is a big place, so they were able to have a lot of people. And everyone was getting nails and toes, and it was almost $100 per individual, and they had signs everywhere that this is what they say, that they increased their prices by $5 to help with the PPE. And I was you already all wear masks, all you have to do is get the cleaning stuff, which they just had Clorox wipes.
That's how they had that same exact sign at the place that we went to. But I think that it's more because it's harder to get those items right now. There's just not as many of them.
That doesn't sound that sounds right, but weird. I think that's right.
The supply is lower, so they either have to pay more or they have to wait. So
supply and demand, economics, baby.
Yeah. Something like that. any other updates?
No. Do I?
Okay, I have one favorite. And I think it's already been a favorite, but it became a solidified favorite this week.
Okay.
Sunbum.
How is it not already a favorite?
Sunscreen. I think it was, but I have been in the sun a decent amount this week, out on the boat, no clouds, nothing. I put literally just, we're not allowed to say literally. We say literally too much.
Okay,
and then Josh was over and he said it, and I was like, okay, did we get literally from you or did you get literally from us?
I feel like we got it from him because he's always literally.
Yeah,
he says it funny. We I might have got it from Josh. Him. Well, you got it from Josh, and then I probably got it from you.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're watching this, make a drinking game out of every time we say literally.
You say literally. That's actually a really good idea.
Or you say, wait, pause.
Or I was going to say something, but I forgot. I put one layer of that stuff on, and I will, I burn easily. And that stuff, just, like, nothing. It's like mm-hmm. I wasn't even in the sun. It works really, really good or well?
Well.
Okay.
I think.
That's good. Do you have
JK, I have no idea. Oh, I should be the last person giving grammar advice because we all
very
know that.
True.
I get that from Dad.
Yeah. Not good. Do you have any favorites?
My favorite this week is some store-bought cold coffee.
Oh, wait. Okay, you're going to hear this in the audio.
Oh, yeah. Do you have Stoke?
I'm drinking it. Yeah, it's the end of the Stoke. And then Mom went to the grocery store and she called me and she's like, so, do you want the Starbucks coffee that I was supposed to get, Emily, that I'm now looking at? And I was like, yes, actually, that'd be great. You can tell that story.
I do like, so the cold iced coffee is, I like the Starbucks just like unsweetened blonde roast. I like that one, but I do like the Stoke, just like unsweetened black coffee too. I feel like it's a little thicker than
the Stoke.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is kind of thick.
It is a little bit thicker, but I do like both of them. They both have a great just like black coffee flavor. But funny story, Mom's gonna be like, oh my gosh, she's talking about me. But I promise this isn't a roast. But for camp, I made like a camp grocery list and I was like, well, it's gonna be hot, so like we want iced coffee. And so I put it on the list of like iced coffee, Starbucks, and I sent Mom a picture of the coffee so she could find it at the grocery store. And she calls me one day and she's like, Emily, I can't find this stupid coffee. Like, there wasn't at Walmart. I'm at Super One. It's not there. So I'm like, okay. I like FaceTiming so I can see like the options there and I can just like point it out. So I FaceTime her. And, okay. Bob is in the coffee aisle where the coffee grounds are. And I was just like, Mom, it's cold coffee. You need to go to the refrigerator section by like the milk. So she goes over to the like where the milk is. And granted, this Super One is just set up differently. So it wasn't over there. And they had, then it's like, okay, so it's by the juices. And they have the juices on the other side of the store. So she has to walk all the way to the other side of the store to find this coffee, and they didn't even have the Starbucks one, but they had Stoke, so she got Stoke anyways. I just thought it was so funny that she was looking for it in the coffee, which is my fault because I didn't like explain that it was more in depth of that it was cold coffee and like where to find it. I just sent a picture of it with like self-explanatory, but obviously, I mean, not as self-explanatory. Okay.
Details.
It was funny.
Needed details.
It was very funny. It made my day.
Funny, funny. Yeah. So I'm reaping the benefits of that, and I just dumped out the last of it. So that's excellent. That stuff is good.
Or you drank it?
Well, I dumped it in a glass, and then I trashed it because it was gone.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what I meant. Okay. Anything else on the favorites front?
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm going to tell my Target story from yesterday. So, it's not really a story. I have been looking for a midi dress for a while, or like a midi skirt, but like can't find one. One, okay, I'm tall people. I'm 5'11" in shoes over 6 foot. So, I mean, finding one, a maxi dress is probably a midi dress on me, and a midi dress is probably like knee length. So, I find this dress the other day at Target, and you can't try anything on at Target, but I still, like, I was just like, you know what, I'll just get it. It's like a gray, it is a midi, it's a long midi. I wouldn't say, it's probably maxi if you were to wear it, to be honest.
Yeah, I'd be a maxi on me, yeah.
But it, like, comes, like, just, like, right below my calves and whatnot, but, like, I don't have hips. Like, I'm pretty much, like, I would say.
Yeah, you're just like one.
I'm just like
just a rectangle. You're just a rectangle.
Okay. Okay, well, I like to, like, I think of it as, like, a surfboard. Like, I'm just kind of, like, like, yeah. You know? Like,
I don't... You're the complete opposite of me.
Exactly, yeah. You have hips. I don't have hips. So I get home yesterday, and I put the dress on, and it, like, fits. But then there's, like, the extra fabric on the sides of, like, where your hips should be.
And then it... Oh, my God.
And then...
Surfboard problems.
And then... I just, like, couldn't decide if, like, I liked length. I didn't mind the length, but, like, I couldn't get past, like, these dresses and, like, that, like, I'm just, like, don't fill them out. So I'm like, well, I think I'm just going to go return it today. So still haven't found a good midi dress.
Those ones are, like, I have one. I feel like that is probably, like, the same kind of material that you got in that one that you're going to return. And they're just not, like, they're cute. They're very casual, but yeah. they don't like do anything for you. No. You know what I mean? It's literally just like a piece of fabric.
Well, and that's kind of what dress. I wanted was just like something that I could throw on that's just like,
yeah,
straight, like a boxy, but it just always, they always have that little bit of a curve in it, and I'm like,
yeah,
I don't got that.
Sorry, no can do. I got a Target dress this week too. That's the one that you have, the cheetah one.
Yeah.
That one's cute. It's a little bit, it's not just a throw on and like casual dress. It's a little bit dressier, but it's cute and it's very flowy, which I like.
Yeah. I see. I like those because it's a baby doll dress and it's literally a tent, but it just.
Like, oh, drink. Take a shot.
Oh, shoot. But I was just about to say it again. But it just like you put it on and it just flows where it's supposed to.
Yeah.
I love baby doll dresses, but they are a little short for me, so finding one that's long is a plus.
Yeah, and that one is pretty long, I feel like.
It is pretty long, yeah. And I got a small in that one.
I got an extra small, and it is...
Did you?
Yeah. It's still, like, in the back, it probably goes at least to my knees, if not below my knees, so.
I think I had to get a small for length.
For length, I'm sure, because, yeah, that would be, like...
My butt would be showing.
And your front half would be showing as well. Okay, I have a very burning question that I have to ask.
Okay.
Okay, have you watched the show The Wall?
Yes.
You know what it is?
Yeah.
Okay, so for people... Well, I haven't watched it. Maybe you've watched it more than me, but it's been on... I think I just
watched it at home.
Yeah, so it's been... We get... Our parents don't have cable anymore. They use Amazon. What's it called? Amazon Fire?
Fire Stick.
Is that what it's called? Fire Stick?
Yeah.
And a Chromecast. So they only get like 3 channels. And at night, The Wall comes on NBC. So we've been watching that like every single night. And it begs this question. Oh, wait. The Wall is like, what do you call that kind of board? What's that called? A
pegboard?
No, but it's a like game. It's
like
Blinko on
Price is Right.
Price is Right. Yeah. So you like go through. Blinko there's or two Blinko? I don't know.
Okay, sorry.
So there's two people. You're like a team of two people, and one can't see the wall, and the other like makes all the decisions on the wall, and the person that can't see the wall has to answer all these questions, and then if they get it right, you get like positive balls to drop in and you get money, and if you get them wrong, you get red balls or negative ones, so then whatever it drops in, you lose that money. So that person answering the questions doesn't know, one, if they're getting the questions right or wrong, and then two, how much money the person is building or losing them, basically, right? Am I explaining that correctly?
Okay. I don't know because I wasn't listening.
Awesome. So then at the end, like, you either are, like, you're maybe, like, last night the guy was at, like, $2 million. And then they send up this contract to the person that can't see anything, that doesn't know what's going on. The only thing they're doing is answering the questions. And there's this contract of you... So if you have, like... His bank was at $2 million, but his, like, guaranteed take-home money based on the amount of questions that he got right was, like $150,000 or something like that. So in this contract, he can either sign the contract and he gets $150,000, or he can rip up the contract and he gets the $2 million, but he doesn't know that it's $2 million. Like, it could be zero, it could be a dollar, it could be, you just don't know what that number is. So I'm not even going to tell you. What would you do, Emily? I think, like, it doesn't matter at all. It's either one or the other. Would you sign the contract every time, or would you rip up the contract every time?
I would rip up the contract, because I think you, like, these shows, it's like Deal or No Deal or, like, whatever, like, these game shows where you go in, whatever, you get what I'm saying, that you have to go in with a mindset that you're going in with nothing. You might as well either leave with nothing or leave with more than you think that you're going to get.
Agreed. And Mama's going to be so mad because she would sign the contract every time.
Okay, so Mom is not our partner in that.
Yeah, no kidding. Mom can't play that. She can't be the one that signs or rips up the contract, because me, you, and Dad all said that, like, you go in with nothing, you might as well leave with nothing or $2 million. Like, yeah. Duh. Yeah. Right?
Like, I mean, so, leaving with a guaranteed $100,000 minus taxes, nice, mind you. So, true, like, what, probably, like, $600,000? But, like, yeah, in the grand scheme of things, leave with more. Okay. Or leave with nothing.
I was just really wondering what you were going to say to that question, so I'm glad to know that information about you.
We're both greedy.
Yeah, well, yeah. $2 million? I'd risk it. Whatever. Heck yeah. Okay. I really want to get into this topic. Well, I don't even know if, like, this is going to be a conversation or if this is just going to be me ranting.
Before we get into that, should we take an ad break?
Oh, we shall.
Okay.
Okay. All right. The anchor ads. I'm really hoping that, not that I'm hoping to put more ads in, but, like, I'm really hoping that Anchor is going to give us another ad here sooner than later. Keep listening, people. Like, download, subscribe.
If we get a second ad, you know we've made it.
Oh, totally not at all. Oh, my God. Okay, so I really, like I said, I don't know if this is going to be a rant or if this is going to be, like, a back and forth conversation.
I feel like it's going to be a little bit of a rant.
To be honest, I really don't even know what I'm going to rant about, but this just, like, really grinded my gears this week for some reason. And I know why. It's just because it's all I've been thinking about. But, okay, so I want to talk about social media and, I don't know, just, like, the good of it, the bad of it, some research, because you know that I, like, looked up some peer-reviewed journal articles about social media and mental health, and then just some, like, tips. Like, I know you do a few things to, like, limit your social media time, so I want to talk about that at the end. Yeah. Remind me if I forget.
Okay.
Okay. So the main reason, the thing that grinded my gears this week as I was at home doing nothing, I don't know, whatever, we'll get more into that. But so you guys all know that Emily and I use Beachbody. We use Beachbody On Demand, which is like a workout library that you pay for once a year. I like to use their Energize, their pre-workout supplement. But I think that's, like, kind of the only things we use now from them, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because you changed your protein powder.
Well, I still use Shakeology. You do? Use both. Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, we really do. I mean, and we've used that since 2015. So 5 years we've used Beachbody products.
Yeah.
And I mean, you all know, because I know after your first episode, a lot of people reached out to me and were like, oh, I didn't know you could, like, use Beachbody and like Beachbody without, like, promoting it and, you know, like, being annoying about it.
Yeah.
So that's not to say, like, we actually really do like the products that they offer. However, I follow this girl on Beachbody, and I started following her, I don't even know why. I believe that she used to live like right across the river in Wisconsin from Minnesota. So I just, like, felt like, ooh, she was super close and she was relatable. And I don't know. I just, like, I liked following her. And then
what
some
river?
Stuff happened. What's between like Hudson and, I don't know, Hudson and Stillwater? The St. Croix or the Mississippi or something?
Okay.
I don't know.
Now,
Do you know what I'm talking about? I guess
now I know what I'm
talking about. Nobody probably knows what I'm talking about, but like
no, but once you said Minnesota, Stillwater, I know exactly where you are.
Yeah, so, like where we live, where Josh and I live in Minnesota, is like not far from the Wisconsin border. So she was like just really close, and so I started following her. Some things happened in her life where she is basically gone from social media now. And thanks to Josh and Nelson. Nelson, I don't know if you're listening, but Nelson and Josh love a Reddit thread. Like, you can find out anything on Reddit. Literally, take a shot, because I'm going to say it. And you can find anything on Reddit. So, I'm, like, deep in the depths of Reddit about Beachbody, basically. And so, that just, like, got me thinking about, like, how those, and not necessarily just Beachbody coaches or whatever, but, like, anybody that has a following uses their social media, right? Like, there's a purpose behind it. So, then I wanted to do some research because I'm a freak and apparently I had nothing else to do this week. Oh, my gosh. And this other girl that I'd had signed up to be, you can sign up with Beachbody and get a discount on like Shakeology and stuff like that. So I had done that probably 5 years ago, maybe 4 years ago. And just I was under this
discount coach quotation marks.
Yeah, that's a decent discount. But anyways, that's not the point. So I was under this team that has this coach. And when I was, I mean, 4 or 5 years ago, it was still really small. But now that team is a bigger team. So I like went to look at the person that's like the head of this team, and I was on her Instagram, and she has almost like 10,000 followers. And I was like, oh, that's like a lot. I mean, she has about 10,000 followers and she's following about 10,000 people. You know what I mean? Like, that's how you get your followers, is you have to follow people, which whatever, that's fine. But then I was like just clicking on a few of her pictures, and I'm like, oh, and this is super interesting, I think, because we switched our Instagram to a business account so that you can see kind of all the insights. You can see, like, the likes. You can see the reach. You can see impressions. You can see a bunch of different stuff. So that's the only reason I think that this stuff is interesting to me. She has about 10,000 followers, and I would say on average, her posts get about 30 likes and maybe 1 to 2 comments. And then I was like, okay, well, let's go to our Instagram account that we just started. We broke 600 followers this past week, which is kind of cool. Not that we have goals for our Instagram, but we were like, oh, if we could have, I think our idea was if we could have 500 followers by the end of June, that'd be kind of cool. And we broke 600, so that's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Anyways, so we have 600 followers, and our posts on average get maybe like 55 likes or something like that. So, and I was like, what is this? Like, this is just so stupid. This person has 10,000 followers and only 23 people are liking her picture. That's not like that. I don't know. For some reason, it just grinds my gear so much, because either A, they're all like ghost followers. They're just people that have followed her back after her following them. You know what I mean? And they don't engage with anything that she posts, or she bought followers, because that's a thing too. You can literally buy followers on Instagram. And if for some reason that just, I don't know why that bothers me. I don't know. It just like really struck a chord with me this week for some reason that like these people that like pretend, not, it's not even that they're pretending. I think the problem is that they are not pretending. They are so kind of up their own butt that, I don't know. It just like, I don't know. It just really irritates me. I don't know why.
Because it's they're not out there making a connection with someone.
Yeah. You're not like being authentic. You're not being, and I think that leads me to, like, this week being at home, and you were at camp. We've both been super busy the last month or so. It is, and I like social media. Like, I actually really enjoy, so, like, Instagram, YouTube, I just scroll on Facebook. I don't do anything on it, but like I enjoy it. But it has been super hard, I think, for both of us to post and to want to post, because sometimes you just don't, you know what I mean? Like, I might not be doing anything that I really want to post. And two, I just don't want to, you know what I mean? But then it's like, for us, it's like, well, it would be really cool if we could build a following if we want to continue doing the podcast, you know what I mean? And like, just kind of like continue trending upward. Right. But at the same time, it's like, I'm not going to sit here and post crap. You know what I mean?
It needs to be quality content that means something.
Yeah. And it's just like, I don't know. And that leads me also to, shoot, what was I going to say? Dang it. I have so many thoughts running through my head. I don't know why this topic fires me up so much, but it just really fires me up. Shoot, what was I going to say? What were we just saying? Related, like good content. I don't know. It's hard sometimes to want to engage on social media, even though you want to do it. You know what I mean? Is that make any sense? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, and it's like the same thing with like the stories that we post. It's like, oh, like I like posting stories, and like sometimes it's redundant of what we do, but then it's like days, I go for like a week and I'm like, I'm not doing anything. Why am I going to post a story?
Right. But then that's how
you, for you, not for someone else.
Right. And that's just it. Like, you have to do it. And that's why you're not seeing us post as much, I would say, the last month or two, because we just don't want to. We're just doing other things, and we are not feeling the need to share all of those things. And it's hard. It's hard. Like, it is hard to... That sounds so stupid, but it's hard to take a picture and like, it's a whole thing that you have to do in order to do it. So anyways, okay. That's my like mini rant just about like people being fake on social media and just doing it literally. Oh my God.
Literally.
For followers. Okay. So I just kind of
would say, like, okay, quick side note, we don't post to like our like main goal isn't to just like, I mean, you said like build a following, but like that's not our goal. Is like,
no,
we want to like our post for someone to like see it, connect with it, be inspired by it, like whatever the caption may be, whatever the outfit may be, whatever the scene may be, like take inspiration from it, take something from it. And then go do it yourself. Go recreate that outfit. Go get that swimsuit. Go do whatever we're doing. Go see the place that we're visiting. Like, that's what we want.
So, this is in my little tip section that I have written down, but I think this is a really good point. You should only follow people that make you feel good. You shouldn't be following or searching people that make you feel insecure, that make you feel jealous, that make you feel any of that stuff. Like, you should only be following us because we're putting out happy, good, feel good content. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because otherwise there's no point in following somebody that makes you feel like crap. That's stupid. And that you have complete control over that. I had to do that. Oh gosh, I don't even remember. Maybe like 6 months to a year ago, I cleaned out who I was following on Instagram, because some of it was like, why would I even follow this? This just makes me feel not good. So and it's not hard. You just unfollow. Like, okay, that's that. I do that on Facebook all the time.
Yep.
Tons of people, I just hit the unfollow. You're still friends with them. They can't see that you unfollowed them, but then you don't see their annoying things that they post, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So I did a little bit of research, cause I'm still getting, people are still like texting and messaging me about my mental health episode, which is cool. But I wanted to, okay, so I found this kind of cool article that talks, so I think that we hear, and I was just saying, all the bad things kind of about social media, but this article had a few benefits that could come from social media, which I thought were interesting. So
interesting. Lay it on me.
Okay. Let's see here. social media sites and apps allow people to make new friends, exchange ideas and pictures, develop new interests, and experiment with new forms of self-expression. People that are younger can learn basic social and technical skills that are important in functioning day to day now, because that is what today's day is. It's mm-hmm. You have to be technology savvy. You have to, I mean, like, that just kind of is what it is. Yeah, so that's just interesting to think, like, I think that's why we're liking Instagram right now, is because it's interesting because I would not post. Having the Hey Sis Instagram, I think, has allowed us to post things that we wouldn't normally post on our own pages, just because, like, for me, I feel that's not what I've ever posted on my own, and I don't post a lot on my own Instagram account. But the Hey Sis the Pod account just allows, like, for me, was like a completely different outlet that I could actually do stuff on, if that makes any sense, for that, like, self-expression and engaging with different people and doing that sort of stuff.
Which begs a question, why does it matter? Why do you feel more comfortable there than your own?
Because I think,
like, I was at that same point too, but now I'm just like, who gives an F? Like, I'm just gonna put the content out there that I want to put out there. And that's what I think is important. Like, you got to make sure, like, you're posting for you and not for anybody else.
Right. And I think I lean more towards the who gives an F on my own account, but I'm still, like, not quite there, because, like, I don't know why the Hey Sis the Pod account just, like, makes me feel like I want to post on there. In my own account, I just don't feel that way.
Interesting.
For some reason. I don't know. And it's probably because a lot of the people that follow me on my own account are, like, actual, like, I know all of those people. All, you know what I mean? Like, the Hey Sis the Pod account feels more, like, I have more freedom there for some reason. That's an insecurity, because you just think that people are going to judge you if you post that stuff. Like, I think that people would judge me if I posted that stuff on my own account. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
So that's probably the reason behind that. Okay, and then your natural cons of social media. Like, huge increases in depression, anxiety, and all of that stuff. I don't think we really need to go into that. I think that's pretty self-explanatory of just, like, it's sad that kids growing up are going to feel more of that just because of social media, but that's just, like, normal for them too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. People are bullies on social media.
Yeah.
If it doesn't bring you joy, get rid of it.
But that's easier said than done.
Get rid of it for a day. Get rid of it for 2 days.
That's also in my tips. Hold on. We'll get there in a second. because I wanted to talk about passive and active users on social media. So passive users are, this is me on Facebook, where you just are looking, you just scroll, and you just kind of, like, get updated. But this says research indicates that such passive usage can foment,
what is it?
Foment. Let's look it up.
Foment.
Sorry if you can hear my keyboard clicks. It says instigate or stir up. Okay.
Can I get a synonym?
Sure. I said instigate, provoke, agitate, excite, stir up.
Okay.
Okay. So research indicates that passive usage can instigate. No, that still doesn't sound right. Research indicates that passive usage can lead to envy and resentment, as well as, listen to this, as well as anxiety provoking, in italics, fear of missing out, and then in parentheses, FOMO. Like, that's a real thing. What the heck?
You've never had FOMO?
I don't feel that way. I have the opposite of FOMO.
Like, I only have FOMO, well, like, now I don't have FOMO because literally nothing is happening. But, like, I mean, and I, like, undergrad, I had FOMO just from, like, people, Like, if I was doing something and they were doing something, I wish I was there, but I had other obligations. Like, that'd be FOMO. But, like, now I really don't care.
Yeah.
But I've just changed my mindset of things in the past 2 years. Actually, I really have changed my mindset in the past 2 years. And it's really just, like, I'm going to do what makes me happy and what brings me joy. And I don't really care about anybody else's plans or whatnot.
Yeah. I think that I was kind of already there a little bit. So. And okay, yeah, anyways. I think it's called JOMO, Joy of Missing Out. Anyways. Okay, and then active use of social media refers to the practice of regularly posting videos, pictures, status updates, comments, or posts. Let's see here. This can lead to, like, what we kind of already talked about, like, wanting validation, like, only posting things to get likes. Like, that's not going to work. That's going to lead you down a bad path. So I don't know. I think it's really interesting how much actual research and, like, these articles cite different articles and they have, like, a bibliography at the end of them. Like, this is, like, an actual thing now, which is, I don't know. I just find it super interesting. Let's go through. Okay, so you said take a day off.
Hide the apps in your phone, delete the apps off. You don't have to delete your account, just delete the apps off your phone. Because the first thing you do, you're just, like, trained, because it's like muscle memory for your thumb. You go on your phone.
Literally.
You know where
the app is at. Oh my gosh, I said it again.
You know where the app is at. So go put it either in a different place in your phone. Like, I have my Instagram and Facebook. Where do I have it? I used to have it just, like, out on my main page, but then I put it, like, in a folder on, like, the second page. So I, like, actively have to go and, like, click multiple times to go find it. And, like, when I first did that, it was great. Like, I didn't go and search for Instagram and Facebook as much because the reason I did this, we were sitting at work one day and I was working with my coworker, Rand, and we're like, why are we on Facebook and Instagram so much? And this is, like, we have nothing to do at work, so all we do is sit there and scroll through social media. And we were both just like we're done with this. The only reason we have, like, we both had Facebook was because that's how we communicated with work, was through our work Facebook page. And finally, we're not doing that anymore. But, like, I still like Facebook just because I can keep up to date and keep family and, like, close friends up to date on what I'm doing with my life. That's the only reason why I have Facebook. But I don't know where I was going with this or how I started.
You like put your apps in a folder.
Oh yeah, you just put them so you can't find them as easily, and then eventually you'll go and find them enough where it becomes muscle memory of where it's at. That's which is where I'm at with them now. And then either delete them off your phone for a while so you break that habit, or go put them somewhere else, or just actively tell yourself, no, do not open social media right now. You don't need to. It's the same thing that was there 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, it really is. And it is, I think, I mean, at least for me, it's not even that I want to see what's happening on it. It's just such a habit.
Yeah.
You know, you open your phone and that's immediately, like, you go, I have, like, 5 or 6 things that I always do on my phone every time I open it up. Every time.
Yeah.
And every it's like time.
A specific order that you do it into. Yeah. It's disgusting. Yeah.
It's so weird.
Absolutely disgusting. And that's like, so when we're out at camp, we don't have cell service or the internet, like, which is fantastic. There's like one spot on the lake where you can get 2 bars of LTE, which, I mean, I'm not going to lie, like, I've used when we were out on the boat. But Lindsay and I left camp to go home to come back to Duluth and stopped to get gas. And the first thing I was checking to see if I got my test results, but went on my email right away, checked my emails, went through those, went on Snapchat, snapped everyone back that had snapped me so I didn't lose any of my streaks. Like, how stupid is that? Dumb. It's still going to be there in 4.5 hours. Nothing's going to have changed. Yeah. But I just felt like I needed to do that right away.
It's wild. You put a limit on your social media
on my
apps.
Screen time. Yeah. So on your phone, you can go in your settings. I don't even know where it's at. So if you have an iPhone, if you go to your settings and you go to screen time, you can do, so I have my, it's called downtime on there, and at 10 p.m. every single night, all of my apps shut off except YouTube, because I like to watch YouTube before I go to bed. And then app limits is the next one down. And I have social networking, and you can like choose which is in your social networking list. So for mine, it's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and those all turn off after 2 hours of usage. So if I use 2 hours of social media in a day, and I think the internet is included in that as well, like they will automatically turn off. And you can, like, if you press it, you can say ignore limit for 15 minutes or for the rest of the day. Like, you can do that. It's not like a done deal once they turn off. And like, I do find myself just going back in there saying 15 more minutes. But like, if I reach that 2 hours and it's not even like 3 o'clock in the afternoon yet, like, there's, that's a problem.
Yeah, that's not so good. Let's look at our screen time.
An eye opener. Yeah. Mine's not going to be good because I watch YouTube a lot on my phone.
Yeah, I do too. Where do you find screen time?
Right in your settings.
Oh my god.
Oh, mine's pretty good. Mine's down a lot.
Mine's down 15% from last week, but it is still high.
What's yours?
4 hours and 42 minutes.
Okay, then click see all activities so you can see what it is. So mine's 3 hours and 43 minutes. Usually mine's in the 4 hour range, but mine's down a lot because I've been trying not to use my phone. So for social networking, oh heavens.
Woof.
This is, I think, for the week.
Oh my gosh, yeah. This like really breaks it down.
So for the week, for me, for social networking, I do 8 hours and 49 minutes. Entertainment, so like YouTube, Netflix, Hulu, those
wait,
kinds
wait,
of
wait,
things.
Say that again. Go what's your social networking?
8 hours and 49 minutes. This is for a week.
Oh, this
days.
Is for the week.
Yes.
Wait, what is yours?
8 hours and 49 minutes.
Oh, I
minutes?
Can't even tell you what mine is.
What's yours?
I can't say it out loud.
Say it.
That is sick. 16 hours and 26 minutes.
Holy poop. What the heck do you do?
What the H?
Okay, so then entertainment.
Oh, Beachbody On Demand is a part of that for me. So that's all my workouts.
Oh,
but
so
still.
I have health and mine is.
Oh, no.
Health and fitness.
Never mind. Yeah, that's in health and fitness.
Okay, so then my YouTube is basically all of my entertainment. So that's 6 hours and 24 minutes.
Oh my gosh, this is sick. Okay, everybody needs to go do this because, like, it will make you not want to pick up your phone.
My health and fitness is 3 hours and 27 minutes. Okay, this is a lot for Gmail, and this is just me checking for, like, jobs and, like, board, like, exam results.
Yeah.
Almost 50 minutes spent on email.
I have 1 hour and 39 minutes on email, but we've been getting a lot of house emails, so that's probably why, but still. Oh my gosh, my most used is Instagram.
Really? Mine's and YouTube.
Instagram or YouTube? Mine goes Instagram, Safari, Facebook, Beachbody On Demand, and then YouTube.
YouTube, Instagram, and Beachbody are exactly the same. Facebook, Snapchat.
Wow. I am shooketh. Holy shiz. Wow. That's crazy. Okay. I'm going to go put my phone down now.
On that note.
Wow. Everybody go check their screen time usage because that's eye-opening. Wowza. I didn't know it broke it down like that.
Yeah. It's kind of cool.
Dang.
Well, I mean, because you get the notification like every Sunday about your screen time report, but do you actually like look at
no.
it? No.
Because I'm embarrassed, so I just, like, get rid of it right away.
Yeah.
Okay, well, on that note, do we have anything else?
I've got nothing. I think
okay, well.
That's all she wrote.
Go before you put your phones down while you're listening to the pod, go follow us on Instagram at isthispod.
And then turn your social media off.
And then turn your social media off for the rest of the day. It does feel good to do that. So anything else, subscribe, resubscribe, subscribe to the pod on Apple, Spotify, Anchor, wherever you listen to podcasts.
We hope you all have had a great 4th of July weekend, that it was safe. Yeah. You didn't lose any fingers and Lindsay didn't have to x-ray you in the hospital.
Yeah, no kidding.
I got a snap from her this morning. She's working overnights for 4 days because it's her, and over the 4th too. And she's like, I've already x-rayed more people in the couple hours that she was there that night than the day shift did all day.
Oh my gosh. Like, yeah, don't be dumb, people.
Be smart, be safe.
Toodles.
That's all she wrote. Goodbye.
Bye.